Down along the field pregame with head coach Will Hall as the University of West Alabama takes on the University of North Alabama in a critical ball game. And coach, first off, congratulations on the homecoming win last week and an awfully big game today against North Alabama.
Yeah, we played really well last week in all three phases, and it was good to see. It was a big homecoming game, had a great atmosphere there. Appreciate all the Tiger faithful developing that atmosphere. And, yeah, it should be a huge game today. You know, this game means so much to so many people. We're so blessed to be a part of it. And, there's just added to it now that it's for a conference championship. So, man, just an exciting day, and it should be just an awesome experience for everybody involved.
And last year, you clinched the Gulf South Conference title, the first in school history against North Alabama last year, and you have a chance to do it again today against your old school.
Yeah, and that's when we came to West Alabama. We wanted to build ourselves into a consistent winner first, and after we did that, we wanted to build ourselves into a consistent contender. And winning the conference last year, I think, kind of made people take notice of us, and to do it again this year would kind of establish us as a consistent contender, and that's something we really want to do.
It's your first trip up here as the head coach of the University of West Alabama since playing at North Alabama. Does today have any sort of extra meaning for you?
Not really. I'm past all that. I mean, I coach these kids, and these kids mean so much to me that they weigh that means more and weighs more than anything. I'm so loyal to these kids. They've done so much for me and impacted my life in so many ways, and I hope that I've touched their life, here or there in a positive way. And, I can't wait to go to battle with them today.
And then you've had a winning career as a player and as a head coach. Just throughout your career, what have been the lessons, at least, that you've learned as far as being a winner and being a consistent winner?
Well, I've just been extremely blessed, number one. God's been so good to me, and I've gotten way more blessings than I deserve. I played for some great coaches, and I'm fortunate to coach at a place where they want to win right now. We've got a lot of good players. I've got a tremendous staff that's been with me the whole time. Guys like Sam Gregg, Desmond Lindsay, and Robert Henry that don't get near enough credit for what's going on here. And but the thing, I guess, is our program motto is attitude is everything, and you wake up every day and you get a choice to succeed or fail. And we try to instill that in all our guys.
And then you mentioned some of the players. Kyle Caldwell and also Mark Grant got a second Gulf South Conference Players of the Week, offensively for Caldwell and on special teams for Grant earlier in the week, as named by the Gulf South Conference.
Yeah, just great honors for them. I was so happy that they were able to get that. And they're both playing at an extremely high level this year, and I think they'll continue to do that throughout the year.
And then going back to last week again, it seemed as if your team responded really well all the way around, especially after a tough loss the previous week against Midwestern State.
Yeah, we've never lost two games in a row in our tenure here, and we always respond well after a loss, and we just didn't put our best foot forward out there. There was a lot of factors involved in it. I didn't do a good job getting us ready, and but that's behind us now, and we're playing good Tiger football.
And then you'll probably have one of the bigger crowds that you've seen all year here at North Alabama to decide the conference championship. What do you think are the keys for your players to be able to win today?
Turnovers. The last three games, which has gotten North Alabama on the road, they forced 14 turnovers in three games, which is just an astronomical number. They're doing a tremendous job. We've got to hold on to the football today, and then we've got to force a few ourselves.
And then also, it seems that when your team has done well, that they've also been able to get out of the gate quickly in the first quarter to a quick start.
Yeah, we scored the opening drive of every possession this year except for one game, and that was the Midwestern game. So we'll try to start fast again, but we know it's a 60-minute game. We've had games where we played really well early. We've had big games like Valdosta where we were losing at halftime. We know it's going to be a 60-minute game, and we've got to play the full deal to win a championship.
And then this is a North Alabama squad that has won four in a row, has the conference's longest active winning streak, and gave Valdosta State one of their worst beatings last week in school history.
Yeah, they're playing at an extremely high level, forcing a lot of turnovers. Their passing game's really picked up over the last few weeks to give them some more explosive plays offensively. And it should be just a tremendous game today.
Well, go get them, coach, and good luck.
Thank you so much.
That was head coach Will Hall, as we will go ahead and send it to a one-minute timeout and come back with our kickoff and more at the pregame on ESPN 104.9 and ESPN 104.9.com.